It's BFBS in the Groove Collective with Mario, joined by Cabana Chamise from Atlanta in Georgia on the end of a telephone line now. We're playing Still Small Voice from the excellent debut album, The Mosaic. Cabana, that one gave you a woo-saw moment then.
Yes, it does. It allowed me to just be me for a minute.
So tell us about the album. Was there an overriding kind of vibe? How did you go into the studio with a collection of songs? What were you trying to put across on this album?
I remember when I started recording back in the early 90s, and you probably remember this, Mario, that the music industry was such then that it was very strict about what you had to put out, and you had to be very in line with whatever genre instructions the record company gave you. There was not a lot of room for self-expressive creativity. I'll give you an example. Pink. I love Pink. And I remember when in some interviews that she did about being signed to LaFace Records, she had to do another kind of music that really wasn't inherently her. You know, now she's doing her, and it's phenomenal. But she started out doing R&B, hip-hop R&B blend. She was phenomenal at it. But she had to do what she had to do for them to get eventually where she wanted to be in terms of the type of music she does. Like, I'm coming out, I'm going to get this. You know, her thing. You know what I'm saying? And which is fabulous. But the industry is so different now that people have access to music via the World Wide Web. And you've got digital stores where you can collect whatever you want. You've got these self-contained artists, these independent artists, who are putting out what they want to put out that is true to them. And that's what The Mosaic is a celebration of. I am not bound to any instructions or rules. I can have my classically influenced song. I can have my Latin-infused song. I can have my Lenny Kravitz song, you know, my R&B-infused song, and my reggae song all on one album. Nobody can tell me I can't. You know, it may put the record companies on their ears. However, it has given freedom to people in a way that is invaluable.
Cabana, tell me about synesthesia, because I love this idea, this kind of rare condition, this rare ability to see music.
Oh, you're talking about, say it again, what was the term that you used?
Is synesthesia, joining of senses.
Wow, that's wonderful. You taught me a new word today. That's great. But, yes, you're speaking of what you read about me when I was able to see colors.
Sure.
But I still am. Really, it was alive when I was a child. That's what you're speaking of, correct?
Yeah, for sure. So it's this whole thing where you can actually hear a note and associate that with a particular color.
Mm-hmm. When I was young, and I was about 5 years old listening to music records on my aunt's record player, I would play different songs, and my mind's eye would be infused with certain colors according to the key that the songs were in. And I was at that time starting my little piano lessons, so I was learning at the time different keys, and I have perfect pitch, so I was able to kind of put all those theory pieces together to know early what I was hearing. So E flat major was a very warm coffee. The key of E major was a forest green, and it just goes on and on and on.
Listen, it's been fantastic talking to you, Cabana. We're loving the album. What's next for you? You're going to take it out on the road. I notice off your events page that you're doing a lot of stuff around your home state. Any plans to go further afield?
Of course. As soon as we get the invitations and the opportunities, we are out of here. We're so looking forward to traveling abroad and going to perform and share the music all over the world. It's coming soon. The doors are going to open. It's going to happen. I hope I didn't talk too much, Mario. You know, I have a tendency to do that when I get excited.
Listen, we love hearing you, and that's why we called you, so that you would talk to us. And your good friend Avery Sunshine, she talks, right?
She's a little younger than me, but she's like my big sister. I love me some Avery Sunshine. She's an absolute jewel. She's a musical genius. She's an absolute goddess. I love her. I love her. Isn't her music just the most beautifully organic, real, soulful, sultry? And it's so her. It's so authentic and true to her. She's doing phenomenal and big things right now.
Well, we're big
fans.
And
I know you guys are loving her over there.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Cabanya, we love the album. We're hoping that you get out of Georgia and take it out to the rest of the world because they need to hear it. In the meantime, everyone can catch up with you online.